Right now at PMPnetwork.com is Dean Stapleton. You might know him from a number of films he's done, like Far From Bismarck and Wildflower and Beat, Tour of Duty on TV. But he's also he's done some stunts as well. We'll talk about some of the things, but right now he's a producer and an actor in a really interesting film. It's called Subject 2. And I have a copy right here, Camera 1. Focus in on that. Subject 2 is available right now on video. And it really is a little bit of a different kind of movie. The theme is death has its side effects. It's kind of a Frankenstein kind of movie, but it isn't the kind of Frankenstein movie. It was a selection of the Sundance Film Festival in 2005, I believe. And it's a really interesting film and very well acted. I was very impressed with the acting in the film. And since you were one of those guys, I guess you get a little kudos there.
Well, thank you. And first of all, thank you for having me on your show, and good morning to you. And Subject 2 was actually at the Sundance at 2006.
Oh, 2006, okay. So it's I can't read, but you're right. It says 2006 on it.
Right.
But so I assume that it did well, and people went, wow, well, that's an interesting film.
Yeah, it was, you know, this project was a project that we put together, Philip Chydell, who wrote and directed it, and Christian Oliver, who was the other lead actor and producer of it. The three of us put this movie together very quickly, and it was a project of love, and the three of us financed it and just went up above Aspen, Colorado in the middle of winter and shot it in 16 days with no expectations whatsoever. And as we were in the editing room, we decided, you know, let's just throw a rough cut into Sundance and see what happens. Well, November 29th of that year of 2005, we got the call, and it was, oh my God. And it's everything has changed since then.
Tell us how it's changed since then.
Well, you know, there's a huge stigma with Sundance, and it's an insane 2 weeks of high intensity of the whole world coming to Park City, and it's a validation in a sense. All three of us have been in this business for a long time, and because we didn't have any expectations when we made this film, that was just the fact that we finished the film and we had a finished film, but then getting into Sundance and then getting the picture sold to First Look Studios and then getting into other festivals around the world. We were at Brussels. We won Best Picture at London Sci-Fi. We were in Montreal, San Francisco, South Korea at Busan. All of this activity is due to Sundance, and it's just been an amazing journey.
Now, Dean, you mentioned that you guys all kind of put the money up. That's why I'm sure you're listed as producers of the film. And obviously, you know, you invested yourselves and your money into this film. Selling it, did you guys get all your money back then some? And now, of course, if it sells a lot of DVDs, I assume you guys are in to make some money at this point.
Absolutely. First Look came to us with an offer that was much more than we anticipated. This film, to produce it on an economic level, was basically nothing because we had a crew of nine, including the cast. It was shot in 16 days. We shot it on HD 24P, and we shot it in my hometown, so there was a lot of support from Aspen, Colorado. And so it didn't cost that much money to shoot. And then First Look came to us and they gave us an offer, and we definitely got our money back and more. So we're very, very happy with the outcome of that.
Now, I can see the fact that, you know, that you and Christian and Phil would be so involved in the film. But when you get someone like Courtney Mace involved, is it something where you pay her a future, or is it something that where she just really believes in it and says, I'm going to do this anyway? What's the situation with an actress like that?
Well, with everybody on the crew, they came into this, you know, when you do a project like this, you go into it with the idea of deferred payment, and which happens, you know, all over the world, and especially on low, low, low budgets. And you hope for the best. But these are the people, the crew and the cast are all friends of mine from New York City, and the special effects, Joanne Gross, is from Denver, and our sound guy, he was also from Denver. But everybody else I knew on a personal level. And they, just to support me and to do this for me, they didn't question anything. So at the end of the day, though, when we did sell it, everyone got paid, and it was a nice surprise by them because a lot of people in their position go to these to do these movies, and they don't expect to be paid. So when they do get a check, it's you know, that puts a smile on their faces, and they're very grateful.
It's a pleasant surprise.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about how you got into acting in the first place. I'm looking in your file, and it has your first paid job as the TV show Tour of Duty.
Yeah. I got involved in acting. I was a production assistant on a TV commercial, of all things. And that was actually, it was a Cheerios commercial being shot in Aspen, and I was, you know, younger, and I saw what was happening. And I decided that's what I wanted to do. And I picked up and moved to New York City without knowing anybody or anything about the business. And I got into a theater school there, and 4 years later, I was off to Hawaii to shoot Tour of Duty, a couple of episodes.
Well, it's an interesting path that you took here, too. I also noticed that you were born on April 15th, so you're a tax baby, which is kind of interesting as well.
Exactly. I thank my parents for that.
But you also, I guess, filled in time doing stunts. Tell us a little bit about how you got into that and what kind of stunts you were doing.
Well, it's not so much doing stunts. It was, I was involved with dear friends of mine out here in Los Angeles when I was living here, and they were part of the Stunts Unlimited, which is a hybrid stunt team that are full of second unit directors and stunt coordinators, and it's a very close-knit family, and dear friends of mine were involved in that, and they would throw me a bone every now and then, you know, so I wouldn't have to go work in a restaurant or something. And so I'm not a stuntman by any means. These were utility stunts where they just needed guys to fall and get hit or whatever. You know, the stuntmen are, that's a whole nother world, my hat's off to those guys because that's a true art form.
Yeah, you need to correct your IMDb file there. So they,
right.
So they can take that stunt thing right out of there.
Yeah.
But yeah, the film is an extremely interesting film. And as a matter of fact, after I watched the whole thing and sat through it, I said, you know, part two would be a good one.
You know, we have a prequel in the works and a sequel in the works. And, you know, if there's interest and if there's a reason to tell that story, then we're definitely, the three of us will definitely get at it. But right now we're still kind of, you know, having the fallout of Subject 2, and hopefully in a short time there will be a Subject 3 or a Subject 1.
It's a really great film. And again, folks, for details, you can go to firstlookstudios.com. Do you have your own website you want to promote as well?
We have Subject 2 Movie. It's Subject, T-W-O, Movie. MOVIE.com, and that's our own personal website, and you can get all the backstory and the information on how this movie came about and profiles on everyone involved in the film.
Can they order it there as well?
Not at this point, but they will be able to do so in the future.
All right, well, what we'll do is when we post this interview, we'll also post that website as well.
Excellent.
And I want to thank you so much for coming on and for doing a really cool movie, and it may give some folks out there inspiration that have ideas that they want to do, and maybe they'll follow their dreams as well as like you did.
Well, thank you very much for having me on the show, Mr. Snyder.
Thanks.
All right.
Bye-bye.